This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is a recommended deed that is to be done during this sacred month of Dhul-Qa'dah and all the sacred months, Dhul-Hijjah, Al-Muharram, and Rajab. And that is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the companion, Sum min al-hurumi wat-turuk, Sum min al-hurumi wat-turuk, Sum min al-hurumi wat-turuk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended the companion and he said to him, fast during the sacred months and leave certain days. Fast on days and leave certain days. Fast on days and leave certain days. He said it three times. And then in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the narration mentions, وَقَالَ بِأَصَابِعِهِ ثَلَاثَةً فَضَمَّهَا ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَهَا. Yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companion, fast from the sacred months and leave, and fast and leave, and fast some days and leave some days. Al-ulama rahimahumullah, they said, this signal and hand motion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant that it is recommended during the sacred months to fast 3 days and to leave 3 days. Fast the next 3 days and break your fast for the next 3 days. And you do that for the months of Al-Hurum, the sacred months, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Al-Muharram, and Rajab. Except that Shahrullah Al-Muharram, the month of Muharram, this is the best month to fast after Ramadan. So the sunnah here is that for the month of Muharram to be fasted, if you can fast all of it, then that is good. And that is a sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one of the recommended deeds to be done during the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah is to fast the first 9 days. And the 10th day would be the day of Al-Eid. And then Dhul-Qa'dah, which we are in now, and Rajab, the sunnah in them is to fast 3 days and leave 3 days. And also, for the month of Dhul-Hijjah and the days that are after Al-Eid, to fast 3 days and to leave 3 days. Now, and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recommend to the companions to fast the sacred months, and that is Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. And the sunnah, we say, is to fast during the sacred months, and not to specify the month of Rajab, because there is a bid'ah that happens, an innovation that happens when the month of Rajab begins. And that is that some people believe, and this is because of fabricated ahadith that exist in the ummah, that there is a specific virtue for fasting specifically the month of Rajab. And this is false. This is an innovation. There is no specific hadith that would tell us to fast the 27th day of Rajab and to pray the 27th night of Rajab. These are fabricated. Rather, what is to be said is that generally, Rajab is a sacred month, and so it is recommended to fast during the sacred months. Now, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that's what's recommended to be done in the sacred months.